This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the day where we expose Bill Gates Day, and it occurs the second Saturday in each month. And Bill Gates is quite the evil genius or evil something. We could say an awful lot of negative things about him, all of which are deserved. I believe that he is a criminal, and I also believe that he is committing crimes against humanity. So we are taking calls. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in and let us know your feelings about Bill Gates. Let us know your feelings about whether or not you're going to accept the COVID vaccine that has been warp speeded. And let us know your thoughts exactly about what you feel about Bill Gates. And there are actually some people who feel that he's a really nice guy. And, of course, I disagree wholeheartedly with that. And he has stated before that every time that he arrives somewhere, he finds that the Rockefellers got there before he did. And he and his wife, Bill and Melinda Gates, she looks more, I think she has more testosterone than he does. But anyway, they have a foundation, and they are really promoting depopulation. Now, his father was very influential. His father headed Margaret Sanger she was for depopulation. She was for lowering the population. And she wanted to begin, and in fact she put clinics, abortion clinics, in certain neighborhoods, because she felt that certain populations needed to be eliminated. And that seems to be the same kind of situation that we have with Bill Gates. He wants to have certain populations to receive this COVID vaccine that they are trying to get passed, and with no clinical trials, or very few clinical trials. So call in with your views on Bill Gates. Do we have anybody? I see two up here. Okay, so the number is 800-313-9443. So, do you plan on taking the vaccine when it comes out? And what about the idea that that the vaccine is going to have a chip in it, so that you will not be able to purchase anything unless you have this vaccine? What are your feelings about that? No feelings? Gosh. Okay. Let's see what we've got going on in the chat room, see if anybody's talking in the chat room. In fact, I invite you to visit the chat room, and you may do that by going to spingola.chatango.com. And we don't have anybody talking about Bill Gates. And yet that's all. I tweet. It's the only social media that I participate in is in Twitter. And that seems like there are possibly 90 tweets a minute regarding Bill Gates. And Bill Gates is, as I said, a very, very Well, I consider him a very evil person. And you can call in at 800-313-9443. And he should, in my opinion, he should be arrested and tried for crimes against humanity. And it's in several of the interviews that he has done, when he has been talking about people dying, he's almost laughing. It's pretty awful, some of the things that he has said. Now, James Corbett has introduced a program, a four-part program, talking about Bill Gates and explaining exactly who he is. Okay, we have John in California. John, welcome to the program. Is John with us?
Deanna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yes,
hi.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's some problems with the phone line. Anyway, yeah, Bill Gates, well, here's a man with a lot of money.
Oh, yes.
He started with Microsoft. What that? He successful, but I guess some of his software has had a lot of problems, but, you know, that goes back to... But anyway, like, make all this money with a lot of people, a lot of philanthropic things, and now he's getting into vaccines and trying to save the world. Now, I've heard through John Moore in his program, he's got a tape where it showed Bill Gates talking about using vaccines to depopulate. You got to listen carefully to get the message.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's there.
He said that in a TED Talk. He admitted it.
Yeah.
He said that they planned on using vaccines to depopulate the world.
Yeah. But I think you wonder how many people really listened, I mean, other than the elites, really listened to that or heard what he said about that, other than, you know, Bill Gates, Microsoft. Oh, now I hear he wants to develop vaccines. Well, that sounds great. Well, I think you'd better look into that because he's just putting the money behind it. And I'm sure a lot of people, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, how they've grown that over the years and all the money they can put out. And, sure, that's what happens. As far as I haven't taken a vaccine. The last time I took a flu shot, several years ago, because I volunteered at a children's home and it was required. Well, I took it. I got the flu. Luckily, it was only a short time. It was only a day, but I said, no more. If I have to go around and wear a mask, I will while I'm working with the kids. So I've gone away with that. And I said, yeah, look at the vaccines. Now, when we took them as a kid, I'm 70 years old, way, way, way back then. Not as many as today, but, you know, you always wonder what was in it. Obviously, you know, nothing happened to me. I'm not dead. I didn't become deformed, autistic, or anything like that. But still, you think about, I've heard about what they put in these things. Why do they put these preservatives? Why do they put mercury in it? Why do they put monkey pig blood?
Aluminum, formaldehyde.
Aluminum, yeah. Why?
Shot, they put SV40, which is cancer-causing. Millions of people got this SV40 because they cultured the vaccine on monkey kidneys, and they continued to use that vaccine even though they knew that there was an issue. They admitted that.
I've never heard any doctors, scientists, research people say why these things are all, why these have to be in there, why they use. If you think about it, all this stuff, maybe that's the thing to depopulate the world.
It also creates a lot of patients.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the big question is the dollar sign. It's money. Big pharma, yeah. Yeah, there's no, you know, all kinds of natural ways. I just have to say from this COVID, the good side of all this is my wife and I stay at home and all this natural, this cooking, no change, exercise. Lost a lot of weight, and I feel a lot better. My wife feels better at that, too. And just staying that way. And I said, if we get out of this, I'll just kind of stay with that regimen a little bit more and not, you know, do what I did before. Finding out. Those were simple things. I just followed it, reading up on that. So that's my take on it. So, yeah, enough people see what really have to see, and the media doesn't help, to what Bill Gates and his wife are doing through the foundation and that. If they really said, enough people got to say, no, enough is enough, get out of there. You want to be philanthropic. Help people, not that way. Anyway, and one thing, my condolences on your 1 year anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I knew today was going to be hard, but it's okay. I
have to say you should call it. It was a very interesting story. Yeah. I feel for that. I was in probation in my early days and I read a lot of files on things like that. And it was, it was sad.
Terrible.
And the courts let him slip away. The courts let him slip away. That's the problem. Okay. That's terrible. Thank you very much. Take, have a good weekend.
You too, John. Thank you so much. Regarding Microsoft, his mother is the one that really set that up. He was just a little twerp. I don't think he invented anything. And when you look at his parents and the crypto, the crypto claims about him, you just have to kind of wonder. Okay, let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call. Before I talk about Bill Gates, I want to offer my condolences to your daughter and to the last caller, her daughter. And number one, I have two cats. I don't have any children. But if anybody harmed my cat, they'd be in intensive care until I got out of the lockup. And then they go right back. And the same thing, and I'll be honest with you, your last call or your last guest, the judge, I'm sorry, he'd be in a 6 foot box, 6 foot under for letting this guy out.
Yes.
Plain and simple. I mean, that fair is fair. And getting into Bill Gates, number one, I will never take a vaccine. That is the mark of the beast, in my opinion. And we had this discussion at work today. And I says, I think I'm going to be forced into an early retirement because I'm guessing within a year to 2 years, they're going to force all the contractors to make sure everybody has gotten this vaccine or they cannot work for that contractor in certain venues like the Chicago Public Schools and other things, county buildings, state buildings, prisons. As a contractor and everything, I said, so I think I'm going to be forced into an early retirement, which is okay by me. I'd rather work, and you need me, and I need the money, and blah, blah, blah. It's an even swap, and I do a good job for them. But, I says I won't take the vaccine. I will not give in like everybody here that's wearing a mask while they're trying to eat their lunch. I says, I can't do
that.
That
is so ridiculous. Masks really, really harm your immune system. You breathe in your own CO2. They're dangerous. They're very dangerous. Nobody should be wearing a mask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, your body has several ways of getting rid of the toxins. You can sweat them out. You can urinate them out. You can defecate them out. You can tear them out.
Sure.
And you can also breathe them out, and yet they're stopping the breathing.
Right.
So, I don't get it, and I've had this conversation with a lot of guys at work, and I refuse to wear a mask. I'm gonna get a doctor's note, and I'm gonna keep it in my pocket, and when they say, well, where's your mask? I'm just gonna hold it out there and say, listen, I got a doctor's exemption, I can't wear a mask.
Good for you. And the other thing, getting back to vaccines, if you go to the website, visit the website, Freedom Taker, and download the document for a conditional vaccination. It's eight pages. You fill out the first page, your name and address and whatnot. And when the military is supposed to be delivering these vaccines, which is very ominous to even think about, then you can just present this document and they can read it and it will prevent you from having to take a vaccine. So that's freedomtaker.com and it's very important. And the name of the document is Vaccine Conditional Acceptance. And this is Jerry Day's website, and I had him on the program, oh gosh, maybe 6 weeks ago. And so it's important to do what you can to help yourself health-wise.
Well, thank you very much for that information. I'll look into it. And thank you very much again for taking my call, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you, Jerry. Okay, let's take Robert in Ohio. Robert?
Hello, is this Diana Spangola?
Deanna, uh-huh.
Deanna? Hi, this is Robert. Yes, I heard a little bit of the last call in regards to the vaccine. What was that website? I want to get that website. So I don't have to take the vaccine.
Freedom Taker. And the document that you want to download is Vaccine Conditional Acceptance. It's 8 pages long. And they have to agree to everything in that document, or you can just say, no, thank you. Can't do it if you don't agree to it. It's really putting
FreedomTakers.com.
It's taking the responsibility, putting the responsibility on those people. And the fact that Trump is having the military disseminate the vaccine, that's pretty awful. Usually when you get a vaccine, you get it from your doctor's office. And in your doctor's office, you can say, no, thank you, I don't care for a flu vaccine or whatever it is they're offering. And so he is taking that out of the hands of your private physician and saying, okay, we're going to have the military do it. Well, what the heck is that all about?
Well, that's what I'm curious about. Go ahead,
Robert.
Why is Donald Trump not stepping up and saying no to these vaccines?
Yes, we should be saying no, because we don't know what's in them. And given the person that's paying for it, you have Bill Gates is behind it, and he's not a doctor. He's a nobody. He just has a lot of money, and he's already purchased the influence of the World Health Organization. He runs Gavi, which is a global alliance for vaccine, and he has volunteers in other countries who actually go out and promote vaccines. There's a church, the LDS Church, that actually goes out and promotes these vaccines. There's a lot of groups that do this. They think, oh, we're really helping these people. When he went into India with his polio vaccine, 147,000 children developed polio. And that's how most people got polio, is because of the vaccine. And there are other reasons that you could get polio. But anyway, continue, Robert. I didn't mean to take over here.
No, that's fine. I was at a grocery store today, and a young lady was there, and I asked as well. She knows about the mask hoax and about the vaccine. Oh, I'm taking them. Me and my parents are taking the vaccine as soon as it comes out.
I said, oh, my gosh.
You know it's going to change your DNA? She's probably in her, well, she's probably in high school. Most likely, I think senior. But she was so excited about taking the vaccine. I just felt so bad for her, but I don't know what to say. I'm not taking the vaccine. And I don't wear a mask. I went to the doctor and got a slip, and she would not say that I did not wear a mask. So I had to modify the, a letter a little bit, go to the Office Max, and I didn't add anything. I just deleted some things, just a whiteout, and made copies so that, so it says, Ross, please don't make Robert wear a mask. Yeah. So I carry the paper with me. Anybody talks to me about it or go to any place to go, I carry it with me. So if they say something, I show them the letter, and it's, has Cleveland Clinic on it, because they're part of the Cleveland Clinic.
Uh-huh.
So it looks pretty official. But anyways, thank you so much for being on the air, and I will listen to you on my phone.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Take care. Okay, let's take Catherine in Iowa. Catherine, are you there? Oh, okay. Maybe she's gone on mute.
No.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, are you there, Catherine?
Hi, I'm here. Hello?
Okay, great. Hello.
Hi. I had just seen a little tweet about Expose Bill Gates Day. You guys have listed your phone number, so I figured I'd give you a call to join in on the conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, what is it about Bill Gates that you do not like, or do you find him okay?
I think there are so many ulterior motives in play here. I think he and his little cabal have taken kind of advantage of the situation. I mean, I don't doubt that there is an illness going around, but I think that the media, along with lots of fear-mongering and misinformation, have put us in a situation where, like Robert was saying, I was overhearing a conversation the other day about people who were just waiting for this vaccine, and it was so disturbing. I can't even tell you.
Right. And it's because so many people are convinced the vaccines have saved lives. And the unusual thing about it is that there were changes in sanitation, in better food, and that is why people stopped getting these illnesses. Vaccines were actually developed after the falling or people weren't getting sick. They just weren't just sick. It had nothing whatsoever to do with the vaccines. If people want to learn about that, they may visit Dissolving Illusions, which is a fabulous website, and
their book
has
all
kinds. Yes, it's a book also. And the website has charts that show how diseases were mitigated, not through vaccines, but by sanitation, clean water, clean food, not pooping in the street,
washing your hands.
Toilets, washing your hands. Exactly. So.
But they've co-opted the agenda here, and it's just going to an extreme place, and the spiral, and I don't know if we can get out of the spiral of fear if the media keeps feeding it and people keep sort of falling into that.
And the fear, it's fear-mongering, as you say, and people are afraid. And when you're afraid, then it causes you to have physical problems. I think that there are probably more deaths from fear and being under house arrest than there will be from this so-called COVID situation. Somebody in the chat room said, I have a medical condition. I require oxygen, which is very appropriate because when you have a mask on, you are depriving yourself of oxygen.
Right. I'm in a fight with my employer about that right now, a battle for the mask, or against the mask, I should say.
Oh, really?
And yeah. They're trying to implement it, like, in the street now, too, here. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. They're even saying to wear them in the home.
I heard that the other day. I was like, that's
is that crazy or
insanity.
What?
Insanity. So it proves to me that this is a power grab for the hearts and minds of the American people and not so much about safety, but that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of other people's opinion also. And when you think about the situation, the political situation, they have made it a political issue. And people say, oh, we've got to keep Trump in, or we've got to do this, or we've got to, and I think, my gosh, look at all of the things that have happened under his administration. There's joblessness, people have lost their jobs, they've lost their homes, people are being evicted, there are people living on the streets, there have been, homelessness, and the stress. And
sorry, how much do you attribute that to his particular administration or what's happened in the last 7 to 8 months?
I think that it's under his administration. So obviously he's going to have to accept some of the blame.
Right.
And I'm wondering, who's controlling who? Who is that is my question. Who is forcing him to allow this? And the other thing too is that he said before he was elected during the campaign, he said that he was going to look into the viability of vaccines, that he was going to, and he said that he was going to appoint Robert Kennedy, Jr. to see about heading up a campaign or a division or something so that they could check safety. Well, that went away. And he made all kinds of other promises. And it gave people hope that, oh gosh, some of these problems are going to be taken care of. We've got some hope. And I see all these things happening, and I think, who's controlling this? What is going on?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's,
yeah.
He started out with a lot of, a great agenda, I thought.
Right.
Lots of
right.
plans. And somewhere along the lines, it's like a curveball. I don't know what that was about.
Yes, yes.
And so we find ourselves here.
A lot of people voted for him as a protest against Hillary Clinton, a known, you know, we just detested her, and so he was a shoo-in. That was the choice we had. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I had voted for him initially because I thought that he was going to bring the hope and change Obama promised but never delivered.
Right.
And now I find myself disappointed in him.
Right, yes. I think a lot of us do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and the hope and change, that was when racism kind of became more of an issue with some of the things that happened during that administration, 8 years.
Oh, they had their own issues, yes, and they still kind of linger today.
Exactly, which is a shame. Terrible. With Black Lives Matter, I believe every life matters. Every life matters. And the unfortunate thing, too, is when you're talking about abortion, black families, black women are aborting an awful lot of children. And it seems that black lives matter except when they're talking about infants or preborn children.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about two protesters outside a clinic, and police ended up, I think, arresting them because they were saying preborn black lives matter. I was really disappointed in the police response to that because they weren't doing anything except expressing an opinion and chalking a sidewalk.
And this lawlessness in several cities. Oh, my gosh. What an awful thing. Terrible. Terrible. Well, thank you, Catherine, for
your phone call. Taking my call. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I never call in anywhere. I was like,
yeah, what the heck?
Exactly. Well, I have an opinion to share. I don't like Bill Gates. I think he's trying to co-opt our medical system and force toxic chemicals into people. And I, I say no.
He's a criminal.
I stand with Robert. No.
He should be arrested.
I wait for the day he stands trial, along with others, for genocide at the International Criminal Court. I wait for the day.
Wow. I agree with you totally, Catherine.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Okay, let's take Sebastian in Sweden. Sebastian, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Diana. I was just thinking about Bill Gates when he was...
We have to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, so just hang on, okay?
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, we are back, and we are talking with Sebastian in Sweden. And go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
About Bill Gates, to me, he looks creepy. Like, as if, you know, I don't know, when he was laughing at, you were talking about, I saw that video when he was laughing about vaccinating, getting rid of the people in the world. And ever since then, when I see him, he looks just so much of a creep, real creepy. He looks like, I don't know, it's night and day, but Bill Gates and the late Steve Jobs is like, two different types of people, as far as I know. If you know anything about Steve Jobs,
yes,
you know, the founder
right.
of Apple.
Yeah,
it's
Apple,
like
yeah.
he had a more of a charisma around him, Steve Jobs, that Bill Gates doesn't have. He just I don't know.
Well,
and then I was go ahead.
As I mentioned earlier. Bill Gates really did never invent anything. He was just placed in this position. And the money, you have to figure out, okay, where did he get all of this money? Certainly was from Microsoft and his shares in Microsoft. But how did he happen to get a government monopoly? Why did the government give him a monopoly when there were other options? So you have to ask yourself that. The other thing too that has occurred during this so-called pandemic or plandemic, however you want to put it, is that there has been a great transfer of wealth in just this short amount of time. That the average person is suffering, losing their homes, losing their jobs, losing their businesses, all these small businesses, they're not going to come back. You know, once you have lost your business, you're not going to be able to build it back up. And so there's more to this than meets the eye. It's more to it than just vaccines and a disease. And as I mentioned before, go ahead, Sebastian.
I know that even the Europeans are working on a vaccine. I think there's a large, huge, I forget, AstraZeneca or something it's called, Swedish pharmaceutical company that's worked.
Yeah, AstraZeneca.
Yeah, they're working on a vaccine. And then I read on, if you Google vaccine patch MIT, you can run that in December, the MIT, they came up with a patch that actually puts like a tattoo under the skin that's only read by infrared. And it tells you what date you got the vaccine. So they want to, basically it's not a real chip, I don't think. It's just a tattoo that tells you what date and what vaccine it was. So they just want to track people, you know. And that's really scary. If you can Google that and read it, you know, it's really, it's great scientifically. It's like, but I don't like that sort of science, personally. I don't,
sure.
I try to avoid vaccines.
Well,
and,
keep in mind,
the previous
too.
Caller.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No, okay,
go
your
ahead.
Previous caller with the cat that mentioned the cats. I have two cats for myself, and I feel that way too when, you know, you were talking about, I missed partially your second program because of my cat. He came in and he wanted, so I had to go down and say, this is a hotel here. It's like I have two cats and I have to do what they, you know, want. If they want
sure.
something, I have to, you know, you're never, you can't treat a cat like a dog. It's like completely opposite. The cat treats you like a dog. Hey, get up now. I want some food.
Dogs have owners and cats have staff. And I have a cat and he regards me as his, I don't know, but I have to, when he meows, I jump. That's just the way it is. I'm his staff.
Yeah, okay. Well, take care of yourself, Diana. Thank you.
Oh, wait. I want to ask you a couple things. You're in Sweden.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sweden didn't close down. People over there were gathering in cafes and everywhere. Is that true?
That's true, but we've got the pretty high per million rate after, I think we were after Spain, England, Italy, and France, I think Sweden is in fifth place. Where our neighbors, Finland, Norway, and Denmark, they have really low percentage. For if you 570 per million died here, and then Finland, like it's something like 41, and then Norway is you know around that, and I think Denmark has 100 or something, 111 per million. But I tell you what it is, they didn't. The people in the old retirement homes, a lot of them were completely wiped out here. The people in that worked there went to work with the virus, and they spread it around in the people or the retirement homes here. So most of the a lot of retirement homes were wiped out, and some of them are being transferred to become home for immigrants.
Oh
so
my
you
gosh.
Can, yep.
So
that's
seems... one.
But other than that, no, we didn't have a mask. We didn't have anything. You didn't have to wear a mask anywhere. But people are careful, and you know they don't get that close. But you know it's like normal day to day. Especially people, I've never heard of someone driving a car with a mask on or working with one
yes.
on.
Yes.
That's you never see that here. I know. Sometimes you see someone wearing a mask, but very seldom. I got to be careful. I have respiratory problems, and I'm a pensioner and everything. But other than that, you know, I don't. I'm, you know, doing exercise. You know, cutting the grass 2,000 square meters is pretty much, mm-hmm. I don't have a riding lawnmower. I just have a push lawnmower. But anyway, it was nice talking to you, Diane, and I enjoy your programs. I heard your first one, the first one you ever. The first time you were on the air.
Oh, really? 10 years, almost 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I know it was in October, but I forgot what year. Yeah, I remember it was colder than it is
October.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was really scared. Well, thank you so much.
No, but it was really good. I love to hear your programs. You're really interesting, but lately I haven't been able to get them. And then right now it's 20 minutes to 1 at night.
Oh.
So the sun will be coming up in about 4 hours. It went down about 2 hours ago.
Oh, bless your heart.
Because you're so far north.
You know about this, the rest homes and whatnot? It seems to me, and I probably sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it seems to me that there's an attempt to get rid of what people might consider useless eaters. And a lot of the people in nursing homes and rest homes have been put on a ventilator, which if you have a problem with your with bronchitis or something like that, that's the worst possible thing that you can do, and it actually is lethal. And so you really have to have somebody that's willing to look after you when you're in a nursing home. However, that isn't possible with the COVID situation, because you're not allowed to go and visit people in nursing homes.
No, that's
correct?
True, but it's every, yeah, that's correct. Every 2,000 pensioners that die, the government saves, trying to translate to dollars, $30 million a year. Because they, you know, it's the elderly that take up the hospitalization, and you know, and then they have to pay out the pension, which is not very.
Oh.
We have one of the lowest pensions in Europe, but so I think I can understand what your theory about you should see. They're trying to get rid of the people they can save money, of course.
Right. Wow. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
And governments are supposed to protect people. Mm.
They're the same everywhere in the world. I think I don't think there's one government that's any, you know, worth anything actually.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But you know, it's like Biden. I mean, Biden. That's the worst. I don't understand the Democrats putting him up for president? He's such a creep. He's like...
I don't think he is... I think he has dementia, and I think that probably they will do a little switch at the end, or they will go ahead and have him be president. But I think that Obama is really seeking a third term, and so they'll go ahead and run Biden, and the one behind the throne will be Obama.
But that's, I didn't think he would go three terms.
Huh?
I didn't think anyone could go three terms.
No,
didn't they take that away?
But you can't. But if they run Biden and he wins, he will get his marching orders from Obama.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean. And think if Hillary Clinton becomes his vice president, that would be horrible. So,
yeah, I saw a joke. "What would you do first?" If you were the vice president. And it was a joke. It was a meme. And she said, plan for his funeral. So.
Okay, well,
anyway.
Thank you very much for the.
Thank you, Sebastian. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Take care. Bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. If you want to call in and express your views of Bill Gates or whatever else you want to call in about, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. And this is an ongoing policy. It's an ongoing program. Expose Bill Gates. It's going to happen every month on the second Saturday of every month. And I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think that people should take advantage of this opportunity to express how they feel, and let's see who's putting this on. Derek Bros is the one that is sponsoring this, and that's the Conscious Network, and it's Conscious Media Network. And really, we need to act out as citizens and really express our feelings rather than have things being done to us. We need to exercise our rights to speak out, tell people how we feel, tell at least each other how we feel. I'm not so certain that the government's looking or listening. But I think it's really, we need to be talking. There are more of us than there are of them. And, it's really troubling to see what is going on since March. When you think about it from March to August, look at the things that have happened, that has happened in America. Now there's always been, excuse me, there's always been a lot of violence in Chicago, and Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, came in, when she hasn't been on that long. But anyway, she took Rahm Emanuel's place. the violence has continued, every weekend. In fact, Chicago is in the top 10 of violent cities in the country. And every weekend you have shootings where children are getting shot, just innocent children being shot. And yet Chicago has one of the strictest gun laws in America. And only the criminals have access to guns. And so people are not able to protect themselves. And I, for one, believe that the gun-free zones are just targets for people who are out to do harm to others, because if a shooter wants to have a high kill rate, they're going to go to a gun-free zone, a school, or another area where they know that they can get get by with this. And when you look at all the violence in the country, with Black Lives Matter, and you consider who is behind this, who is paying for this, George Soros, is paying for these people to go and riot. They're burning down buildings, toppling statues, and doing all kinds of things. And I noticed that there are certain statues that have not been toppled, which is kind of interesting. But I think that, that we really, it just seems like the entire country is falling apart and it's deliberate. And you still have, it's happening under Trump. And it's not to say that it wouldn't have happened under Hillary Clinton. Look at the things that have happened that when she was Secretary of State, the things that happened in Libya. Oh, my gosh. There are mass graves in Libya. They slaughtered children. It's just a disastrous thing. And when you look at our warfare, I'm totally against war. And in this latest COVID law that they passed, that Congress passed, they also included billions of dollars to make bombs for warfare implementation. And I'm thinking, gosh, who else is there to bomb? What countries haven't we bombed that Congress needs to pass a law where they give more money to the companies that are creating warfare, creating bigger planes, better bombs? What is wrong with this country? And when you look at all the countries that we have bombed, and the Middle East, with this thing in Syria, and that's the other thing too, that we've talked about this a little bit in the past. Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back and call in. And we have Kent in West Virginia. Kent, welcome. I haven't talked with you for a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I'm still here. Yeah, regarding Bill Gates, I'm going to give you the title of a YouTube video. I'm going to say it, quote, "The Computer Chronicles Gary Kildall Special," unquote, K-I-L-D-A-L-L. And there was a guy, Gary Kildall, was an early computer pioneer, and some very mysterious things going on there where Bill Gates sort of borrowed it, and then Kildall was sort of a forced, and there was some tricky business about. It was a bidding competition, and Gary Kildall's programs were offered at 4 times Microsoft, so obviously Microsoft got picked. So the Computer Chronicles Gary Kildall Special, very, very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay,
very
thanks.
Good. Thanks, bye. Kent.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Getting back to Trump. He came into office in January of 2017, and on Friday, April 7th, 2017, without congressional approval, he ordered warships to launch 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles in Syria. And This is pretty terrible. Now, Syria had been engaged in a civil war for 6 years. The United States had never attacked Syria. And all of a sudden, he comes in, and within a couple of months, is attacking Syria. The other thing that I find very disturbing is, and this goes back to Bill Gates, is that the Trump Department of Defense and DARPA is partnering with Bill Gates for a new DNA nanotech COVID-19 vaccine. And there's a video associated with this. And when you're talking about Department of Defense? Why would the Department of Defense, what would they have to do with developing a vaccine? That's very troubling to me. And I'll post this, this link into the chat room. And certainly if you'd like to visit the chat room, it is spingola.chatango.com. And so you have to really wonder, who is Bill Gates working with? Who for? What are they doing? Why is DARPA working with them? It's just very interesting. And yet people continue to think, well, we're going to get our COVID shot because they're afraid. People respond when they are afraid, and people physically, when you're in stress, and a lot of people are in stress right now, when you are in stress, you're going to get sick. You're going to get physically ill. And so just being under house arrest and not having to, you know, lose your job or your home or whatever, it's very stressful times. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you very much. Take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye-bye now. Take care.